Hi, my name is Kristen Krakowski. I am a horticulture educator with UW Extension, and I work in a county office and work with folks who help answer horticulture questions. And I'm here today to talk to you about the seven different hats that you'll probably be wearing if you choose to do plant diagnostics. So one of the reasons I get to talk to you about plant diagnosis today is because it's really fun, and I think it's really fun. It's a really cool opportunity to bring together the science of horticulture and the art of investigation. I get to take some things that might seem boring on a regular basis, like science, not to me, but to some people, and then I get to do this kind of fun, creative end that is the investigation. So as much as I really enjoy educating people about proper raspberry pruning or leaf galls on their maple, there's nothing better than the thrill of sitting in front of a plant sample and having absolutely no idea what's going on and not knowing where this is going to end up, because I always know that I'm going to find out something really interesting along the way, and that once it's diagnosed and once I have a diagnosis, I'm going to know something I didn't know before. So it's really about looking at your information, finding some kind of lead. Sometimes it takes me a while to find some kind of a lead, but taking that lead and kind of letting it lead you through the steps so that you can track down the answer. Occasionally there is no answer, and that's okay. It just means that we continue to investigate and we continue to monitor so that we can try to figure out what's going on. In the course of the investigation, you also get to learn all these really cool new things. And I love these little nuggets of information. Some of them are completely unrelated to what I'm trying to figure out, but nonetheless, they're really cool aha moments. And you just kind of get to tuck those away in the deep recesses of your brain for future use. You can just talk about them randomly to seem really smart if the situation calls for it, or you can use them for scaring off any kind of non-plant people at parties, should that need arise. Plant and insect diagnosis is also a great way to meet other people. Anyone who cares enough to cut off a piece of their plant or pull their plant out of the ground and bring it all the way into the office to try to make it healthy or feel better or figure out what's going on, those people can't be all bad. They must be nice people. They care about plants. You care about plants. It's a great opportunity. It's a good thing to remember that when we see a sick plant or a plant that has been mistreated, we aren't in the placing blame business. We are not going to be reporting anyone to the authorities. This is not that kind of a thing. If that was a job, plant police, I would so be doing that job. But it's not. So we're not here to accuse anyone of anything or convict anyone and everything. We are here to help people understand in a very nice and compassionate way where they went wrong or where things went wrong, and help them figure out where the path is to taking better care of their plants and keeping their plants healthy. And the last part of this is earn big money. So if you were thinking that plant diagnosis would be a good way to earn lots of cash, this is probably not going to work out for you. But otherwise, you know the saying, money can't buy you fun, or is it love? Never mind. Next slide.